If you remove a stone from a foundation, eventually what rests on that foundation is going to fall, and consequences will be the result of that. That's what many believe has become the pattern instigated by the Obama administration when it comes to constitutional duties, with the Congress surrendering theirs to the White House on an increasing amount of issues. My next guest joins us to explain the latest of these attempts and what some of the results of it could be if allowed to happen. He's executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
CIS.org, that is a website for the Center for Immigration Studies. And what we are focusing on here this morning is the cases U.S. v. Texas, which was heard this past week before the U.S. Supreme Court. And give us a little overview, Mark, about what does this case entail?
Well, this is Texas and 25 other states, so it's the majority of the states in the union, suing to stop Obama's executive amnesty. This is something he just declared in like a memo in 2014. And what it would do is give work permits, Social Security numbers, Medicare access, a lot of stuff, not full green cards, but almost, to all illegal immigrants who have U.S.-born kids. And we're talking, nobody's exactly sure, but maybe something like 4 million illegal immigrants. So it's a big chunk of the illegal population that would basically be legalized, and even though supposedly it would be temporary, once you give Social Security numbers and work permits to millions of people, it just becomes politically impossible, at least that's what the administration is hoping, politically impossible to take them away. So what happened is he issued this memo, but immediately the lawsuit was filed, and a judge in Texas put Obama's amnesty plan on ice until the whole legal process could work itself out. Because the point is, if he let it go ahead, then even if Obama lost, it wouldn't matter because everybody already got their work permits. You couldn't undo it. So it made its way up to the appeals court, which also approved the decision to enjoin, to issue an injunction. In other words, to put it on ice, basically, put it in limbo. And that's what the Supreme Court talked about in the oral arguments that were heard. And they're going to decide in June, and they could decide broadly, where they actually rule on whether the president's illegal, in my opinion, amnesty was permitted or not. Or they might just say the decision to put it on ice was, we're upholding that, and now you have to start again at the lower court about the merits of the case, actually have a trial about whether this is lawful or not, and then it would work its way up to the Supreme Court again in another year or so.
I want to go back to something that Obama said. This is March of 2011. With respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportation through executive order, that's just not the case. There are enough laws on the books by Congress. They're very clear in terms of how we have to enforce the immigration system that for me to simply through executive order ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president. Yes, he wrote that down in pencil, didn't he?
I think so, and not just once. He said things like that multiple times, something like 20 times, that he couldn't just do this on his own. In fact, in 2012, right before the election, he issued a smaller amnesty order. This was for what they call the Dreamers. These are illegal immigrants who came here before their 16th birthday. Congress specifically did not pass legislation. It voted it down twice that would do that, and Obama just said, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. And when he announced that, he said, this is as far as I can go. Any more than this would be illegal, which, I mean, he's just making it up. And, in fact, that statement where Obama said his earlier, smaller illegal amnesty was as far as he could go, anything broader than that wouldn't be lawful, the Chief Justice at the Supreme Court actually read that quote to the administration's lawyer and said, you know, what did he mean by that? And the administration lawyer kind of danced around and told some fairy tales. But you get back to the basic point. This is kind of a moving target. He keeps saying, well, I can do this, but no more. And then a few months later, he does more and says, yeah, but that's probably all I can do. The end point of this isn't, I mean, the real point here, it's not even about immigration, honestly. This is about whether the president can rule by decree without Congress. And this is, you know, if the president gets away with this, this really does represent a kind of basic change in our system of government. I mean, it's that profound, that radical, if he is allowed to do this and the Supreme Court lets him get away with it.
Well, Mark Ricori, who's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Never mind constitutionally, certainly that's the priority, but if you look financially at the impact of what this could be between, well, just look at the Obamacare access, the earned income tax credit. Some estimates put that if the 4 million, and that's always a lowball number, but let's just go with it at this point, that the 4 million are allowed to stay, we're talking about over $9 billion that the government would be on the hook for through those two benefit programs alone.
Sure, no, absolutely. And, you know, there'll be probably some increase in tax revenue, but probably not that much because, frankly, illegal immigrants, you know, most of them work anyway. In fact, most illegal immigrants who work on the books. They have, you know, they've given their employer a fake or stolen Social Security number. So the idea that giving these people work permits is somehow going to increase tax benefits on balance is probably untrue, because not only are the kinds of things you're talking about going to happen, but illegal immigrants really don't make a lot of money anyway. And so once they have Social Security numbers and work permits, they'll then file tax returns. Well, guess what? In addition to EITC, they may just get regular refunds because their income is so low. In other words, there's a real possibility that legalizing illegal immigrants, in fact, it's a guarantee, really, that legalizing illegal immigrants, even in the kind of halfway style that Obama is proposing to do on his own, would cost the Treasury billions of dollars.
I was looking at the transcript of the Supreme Court hearing from this past week, and Solicitor General Varelli, he's quite the wordsmith. For example, this is, again, Solicitor General Varelli for the Obama administration. Aliens with lawful status under the Immigration Nationality Act are here lawfully. Their presence, therefore, is not a basis of removal. By contrast, mere lawful presence occurs when the executive openly tolerates an undocumented alien's continued presence in the U.S. for a fixed period, notwithstanding that the alien lacks lawful status and is present in violation of the law. So you're not granting lawful status. In, I guess, their words, they're granting lawful presence.
Yeah, legal presence versus lawful status. I mean, this really is one of these, you know, how many angels dance on the head of a pin kind of discussion. It's just this shameless attempt to manipulate language. And, you know, it wasn't the Supreme Court justices, a number of them weren't buying it. I mean, Justice Alito, I was at the oral arguments. Justice Alito was almost like contemptuous of the administration argument, almost making fun of this idea, you know, of they don't have legal status, but they are lawfully, they're legally present, but they're not, they don't have legal status. He was basically said, you know, the problem here isn't even the law, it's this doesn't even work with the English language. So, you know, this is the kind of word games they're going to play. And a lot of, you know, legal wrangling often is word games. There's no avoiding that entirely. But this really is, this is an example of basically the anti-borders folks, which is what the administration really is, trying to manipulate and kind of trick people into getting this amnesty through, because it doesn't matter if afterwards people say, you know, we were tricked, because once you've given 4 million people work permits, the game is over, and that's what they're kind of hoping for, that even if it's exposed as illegal at some point by some courts, or even by Congress objects, once they create the reality of the amnesty, it can't be really undone.
We're going to time with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's our executive director on the web at CIS.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. He gave earlier in our discussion what would happen with a thumbs up or a thumbs down by the Supreme Court. A lot of people think this is going to be another one of the 4-4 ties, and unless Anthony Kennedy pitches a curveball on all this. But if it is a 4-4 tie, what does that result in with the Obama plan?
that would mean the administration would lose, at least for now, because a tie would mean that the lower court's decision to keep his amnesty frozen would stand. So the administration does not want a tie. I mean, that would be winning for our side, but it wouldn't be the end of the case. As I said before, what it would mean is now it would go all the way back down to the original district court in Texas, where there would now be a trial, months long probably, about the substance of the issue. In other words, is this in fact legal? Not the technical issues that they've been doing up to now about whether Texas is even allowed to file the lawsuit. That's a lot of what this discussion is about. Do they have what lawyers call standing? Are they allowed to be the person to file the lawsuit? Mm-hmm. And once, and if Texas and frankly the American people win that side and Obama loses, we start all over again from the bottom and actually talk about the meat of the issue.
Learn more about this issue and immigration issues at CIS.org. That's the website for the Center for Immigration Studies. He is their executive director, Mark Recoria. Mark, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.